Name pronunciation can be a tricky thing. I've had people misspell, mishear, and or mispronounce my last name many times. Instead of Werman, I've heard Warman, Vermon, even Vermin. Okay, that last one goes back to grade school, and then it probably wasn't a mispronunciation. Anyway, I got nothing on my BBC colleague Nkem Ifejika. He's from Nigeria and is based in London now, and he assured me I got his name right. Nkem recently wrote about how he deals with people mispronouncing his name on a regular basis. In fact, Nkem, for some time, you even mispronounced your name, right?
Yes, I did. For ages, I always said my name was Nkem Ifejika. I thought that, okay, if this is the way that English people say my name, an English pronunciation, then I should say it that way as well. But it was when I met my wife, she would tease me. She was half scornful, half teasing. She'd say, "You don't even know how to pronounce your name." My wife, by the way, is Nigerian, and she's Igbo, which is the ethnicity that I'm from in southeastern Nigeria. So she'd say, "You don't even know how to say your name." And I did stop and think about it, because it's okay, I suppose, if other people mispronounce my name, because they might not have necessarily the vowels or know the tonal nature of the language and might not be able to pronounce the name themselves. But I thought that it was unforgivable for me. I mean, I know how to pronounce my name.
Fair enough to want to fit in, but what about authenticity?
Authenticity is so important because of the way that we're brought up in Nigeria and the way that children get their names. Names have meanings. And so Nkem means my own, like, you know, this belongs to me. And it can be used as a term of endearment. And then Nkem Akona, which is the name in full, means may I never lack what is mine. So there's so many different things and so many different meanings which accompany the birth of a child and the child getting that name.
Nkem, you're half Igbo on your dad's side, and you lived in Nigeria until the age of 12. You speak Spanish and French fluently. You speak Yoruba, which is, along with Igbo, one of the three main languages in Nigeria. And you've studied Arabic and German, but you can't speak Igbo. Why not?
I can't speak Igbo, and it's a combination of things. It's been displaced from the Igbo heartland. So when I was growing up in Nigeria, I grew up in Lagos, which is in the southwest of the country. Igbo land is about 500 kilometers away in the southeast of the country. So I didn't get a chance to speak Igbo when I was growing up. You know, I didn't grow up with my dad. I grew up mostly with my mom. So she wanted me to have a more international outlook, which is fine. And there was also a feeling, a sense that Igbo will always be there. He can always kind of come back to it. It's not like a more international language, which is more important to grab hold of now, because this is what is going to get you into, you know, the right schools or get you into the right careers and professions. But Igbo will always be there, which is probably a dangerous thing.
Speaking of pronunciation, I'm pronouncing it Igbo, kind of throwing the G, the swallow G, into I-G-B-O. And you're saying Igbo. What is the right way? Is it Igbo?
Oh my goodness, Marco. This is another complicated issue. You are bringing up a can of worms. So it's spelled I-G-B-O.
Right.
And it's actually Igbo. That's how you say it, Igbo. Mm. Now, when the colonialists came to Nigeria, they couldn't say the word, the sort of a hard GB sound. And so they just said Igbo, I-B-O. So I tend to go with Igbo as a sort of English pronunciation of the word itself.
So you're, like, you're going back to your youth again, kind of following what the colonialists did.
Well, yes and no. It's just like nobody says, do you speak Francais or do you speak Deutsch?
Right.
So it's just for that reason, basically. But obviously, if I was speaking in Igbo, then I'd say Igbo.
So learning Igbo, what would be the challenges for you right now?
It's a tonal language, and one word can mean so many different things depending on the intonation. One famous one is akwa. So I think akwa is egg. Akwa is cloth. Mm. And akwa, I think, is to cry. I'm, you know what? I've probably mixed them all up, but just to give you an example of how difficult a language it is.
So you spell your name, first name N-K-E-M, last name I-F-E-J-I-K-A. When you're on the phone in the UK with an operator and they want to know what your name is, do you just like skip the pronunciation and just go straight to the spelling?
Absolutely. I just start spelling straight away. And I'm sure with your surname, you probably have a similar experience. I just go straight to spelling it. Otherwise, it'll be very complicated. I mean, I was that kid in school where the teacher, he'd pause and I'd just raise my hand and say, "I'm present, sir. You don't need to trouble yourself with trying to pronounce the name." Once the teacher paused, I knew my name was coming up next, and I just say, "Yes, present," in class. You know? And you kind of have, you grow up through life and you go through it and it's fine. And then you get to the stage where I arrived at, where I have a public platform and I was mispronouncing my name. So if I don't say it properly, how will other people say it properly? That's what got me thinking. I could say the name properly, and so I should, which is what I started to do.
Nkem Ifejika, presenter for the BBC World Service based in London. Thanks a lot, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Marco.